This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. Throughout the pandemic, we've seen hospitals, pipelines, and other critical infrastructure hit with ransomware attacks. Just this past week, meat processor JBS and a ferry operator in Massachusetts were targets. Hackers often target companies with insurance because they know they're more likely to pay their often multi-million dollar demands. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. James Rundle covers corporate cybersecurity at the Wall Street Journal. He says the increase in attacks has had a real impact on the cyber insurance market. Premiums are rising, and some insurers won't cover ransom payments anymore.
Cyber insurance has been around for a long time, but it's really only the last few years that it's ramped up and the big players have really got involved. But unfortunately for them, the just sheer ramp up in attacks is causing a lot of companies to claim on their policies, and it's causing huge losses for insurance companies who haven't perhaps modeled the risk properly in the past and understood what their liabilities would be, through to the simple fact they couldn't predict that ransomware would become this popular. So yeah, we're seeing insurance companies either limiting what they will cover, as we saw with AXA in France, and that was for French customers and very closely related to government discussions, but also in terms of what they're charging customers, what they're expecting from customers in terms of their cyber defenses as well.
What do you think the impact could be if more insurers don't cover these payments or charge more? Do you think fewer hackers would get paid?
I think the bigger impact is going to be on the companies themselves, who have typically used insurance and ransomware insurance in particular as a bit of a safety net in the past. They've thought, you know, well, if we do get attacked, at least our insurance company is going to cover that. With restrictions in coverage and limits on what insurance companies will cover, companies are now going to have to take a much stronger look at their own cybersecurity defenses and say, okay, are we investing properly here to ensure that we're not leaving our front door unlocked because our insurer is not going to cover it anymore?
And do you think that if it gets harder to insure these kinds of payments, companies will make sure all the doors are locked?
I think so. I mean, it comes down to any other kind of insurance. You know, if you walk out of your house and you leave your front door open and you get burgled, your insurance company's not going to cover it. So what do? You make sure you lock your door when you walk out. And, you know, that's dramatically simplifying it, but the same logic applies to cybersecurity, and having at least some form of cybersecurity in place is just the cost of doing business.
And it's not just ransomware, right, that is disrupting business. I was stunned by a figure in one of your recent stories from Johnson & Johnson, which said it deals with, you know, more than 15 billion cyber incidents a day.
Yeah, it's remarkable the level of the assaults that companies do face. And, you know, 15.5 billion is a big figure, but it's not uncommon. I've heard from insurers, I've heard from banks, I've heard from other major companies that they face similar kinds of threats every day. And not all of those are determined attacks, but a significant proportion are. And, you know, the US in particular is under fire from cyber attacks.
James Rundle covers corporate cybersecurity at the Wall Street Journal. Reuters reported Thursday that the U.S. Department of Justice is giving more priority to ransomware investigations, treating them like they do terrorism cases. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineer is Jessen Dueler. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.